Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your host, the Reverend Ralph Mancini, and today's special guest is the hard-hitting safety from the University of Idaho, Shiloh Keough, who's really made a name for himself in the offseason with a good performance in the East-West Shrine Game, as well as putting up a terrific showing at the Combine and also during his pro day. Shiloh, which part of the offseason really stands out to you? What would you say was the highlight of your offseason?
Giving Deion Sanders a hug at the Combine. it's been a good offseason for myself. Everything, a combination of everything, you know, the East-West game, it was a memory I'm going to cherish for, you know, the rest of my life, you know, being able to get on the field with the best players across the country and perform at a high level, you know, that's a great thing. And to be able to follow that up with a solid combine performance, you know, I just thank God and everything I do and glorify Him. And, you know, this whole offseason has been, it's been a unique thing for me and my family. And just hoping that everything works out.
Yeah, it's interesting that you brought up that little exchange that you had there with Deion Sanders. What did you say to him in that instance right there?
He after the first drill I did, you know, he as I was running by him, he announced and like, "Hey man, I like you, man. You're awesome. I like you," you know, and I shook his hand and I guess apparently, I haven't seen it, but apparently he was talking me up a lot, and when he came up afterwards, maybe about, you know, a few drills in, he told me, he's like, hey, Shiloh, I need to give you a hug, man, and I was like, you know, I felt like a little kid in a toy store or something, you know, that's one of my heroes coming up and saying that he wanted to hug me, and I was like, man, what's going on here, and, you know, it was just really awesome, you know, and very thankful for that moment. It's crazy, you know, that was Deion Sanders' time, and he wanted to give me a hug. I was like, why? What did I do? You know, type of thing. But, you know, I'm happy I made him happy because I feel like if he is happy, then I must have done something right.
Well, you know, you not only made him happy, but a lot of those other guys from the NFL Network were saying great things about you as well. I know they were impressed with your quick feet, and in fact, you were among—I believe you were the best safety, the number one among safeties in the short shuttle, which you did in 3.9 seconds, and also the three cone drill, which you did in 6.55 seconds, which was pretty amazing. I mean, you know, what did you think about that whole combine experience, and ultimately, what do you think you proved to people with those results?
You know, the whole experience on its own was just, it was a blessing, you know, to not too many people, you know, not too many athletes get that chance, you know, get that chance to make it to that, you know, the combine. And just to be able to say that, hey, I was able to compete at that thing, you know, it's just a privilege and an honor. And, you know, I felt like, you know, all the hard work I've done my whole life has paid off. And, you know, to be able to go there and just prove to everybody, you know, that just because I went to a smaller school, that doesn't mean I can't compete, you know, with the best of the best. And that's really what I wanted to do when I got there. You know, I knew I wasn't maybe the biggest, strongest, fastest guy, but I wanted to show them that, you know, I can compete with them, and I knew going into that, you know, where my weak points were and where my strong points were, and you know, how you mentioned that I had some of the fastest times out of the DBs, you know, I knew, you know, I might not be a track star, I might not run a great straight ahead time, 40 or 60, whatever it may be, but when it comes to doing football stuff, you know, I feel like I know what I'm doing, and I feel really comfortable, and that allows me to fly around out there, and, you know, I just feel like I can move side to side faster than, you know, anybody, and I was able to prove that when I was there at the Combine.
Yeah, I think that you showed that you're a player. I think you showed people that you could compete with some of the best players out there. And, you know, I think obviously that helped you immensely, I think. And, you know, again, you know, it's one thing to make plays in the WAC every week against teams like, you know, Fresno State, Boise State, Nevada. But then it's quite another thing to go up against a lot of guys that you've never seen before in the East-West Shrine Game, which took place even before the Combine. You know, talk about that experience, and what are some of your thoughts about going against that level of competition in that game?
You know, I wanted to go into that game. You know, I knew that the practices were the most important thing, and you know, I was excited. The coach had me as a starter throughout the whole week of practice, and you know, I really wanted to show everybody that, hey, you know, I'm not afraid of anything. You know, I'll come up and I'll lay a hit on a big guy, but I just wanted to show everybody that I like to hustle, you know, because I know what it takes, you know, to be a great player on Saturdays and, you know, now Sundays and Mondays, and it takes hard work out on the practice field. You know, and I was able to get that done and show what I could do, and then when it came to the game, you know, I was a little disappointed because I went from being a starter out there to not playing the whole first half, and it really fueled me. You know, it got me going, and when I came out in the second half, I made a lot of things, a lot of good things happen. You know, I felt like I was always around the ball, and you know, I got to know the players really well. I built some good relationships, even with the Boise State guys, believe it or not. they even elected me as a special teams captain, and you know, that was really cool. It's so awesome to just to have that whole experience and to do as well as I did. You know, like I said, it was a blessing, and you know, I hope that I got at least one coach or one GM just to like me off of my performances alone. So
yeah,
that was the goal, and hopefully I'm working that way.
Yeah, no, I must say, in that East-West Shrine game, you did a great job at filling the hole against the run. But, you know, what's neat about you is that you're a multifaceted guy. I mean, you can hit with the best of them. You're pretty agile in coverage, even if you're not known to be a cover guy, per se. And then, as you mentioned, you also contribute on special teams as well. Is there a part of your game that you feel is underrated or underappreciated that people don't talk about enough?
Definitely, you know, just my adversity, like the way I can, you know, I feel like I'm a really like a utility player. I can play anywhere, you know. I feel that I build trust with not only my teammates but my coaches well enough that they can put me anywhere on the field, offense or defense. And you know, it showed definitely in the later years of my college career. You know, the coaches really gave me some chances at returning the ball from kickoffs to punt returns, and I made a lot of things happen. And my whole life, I was a running back, you know, and when I got to college, they wanted me strictly as a safety, and you know, but I always felt like that I was a playmaker, you know, and I wanted the ball in my hands, you know, and you always see me around the ball on film, and it's because I know that there's a chance that ball might pop out, and then I can show people, you know, what I can do when it's in my hands, and I really think I took advantage of that. You know, I took pride in that, you know, because not too many defensive players get that opportunity to have a chance to have the ball in their hands, you know. So I just cherished all the times I had playing special teams, and you know, I really think I'm a great special teams returner. You know, I can focus on the ball. I got great hands, and I'm light on my feet. You know, I think I have great feet work, not only going backwards but going forward as well.
Yeah, and you know, you brought up your high school days, you know, growing up in the beautiful state of Washington. You played baseball, you played a variety of positions on the football field, including running back. You know, does the fact that you've been a running back, does that help you at all in defending the run as a safety?
Oh, definitely. You know, I understand what running backs are looking at. You know, that's why I always ask questions. You know, I ask running backs and quarterbacks what they study in film, what they like to look at or look for, you know, because knowing other things, knowing what other people are looking at is only going to, you know, helped me do what I do best, and that's play fast. You know, and being that I was always an offensive guy growing up, you know, I kind of know what to look for. I kind of know where to sit off of, because I know a running back might be on a certain play. He might be looking for a cutback and stuff like that. So it definitely plays to my advantage.
Yeah, and, you know, even after the East-West Shrine Game and even after the Combine, you know, the one thing that people were knocking you about was your 40 time, your 4.7 speed. But you came back pretty strong during your pro day. You put up 40-yard dashes in the 4.6 range. I mean, do you think that you've done everything necessary to silence the critics at this point?
You know, I think I've done a lot. You know, I feel like there's always room for improvement. You know, I'm a guy that I feel like I can always get better. You know, so I hope that everything I've done to this point is, you know, satisfied everybody and all the critics. And but I just want everybody to know that, you know, I'm not done. You know, I'm still working my tail off, and I'm still trying to get better. And you know, when it comes to running 40s and stuff, at the end of the day, I always feel like, you know, a 40-yard dash is not playing the game of football.
Uh-huh.
You know, so when it comes to playing the game, when I'm on the field, I feel like, you know, I'm a 4-4 guy. And, you know, there's been times where I've had to run down guys that are actually 4-4 guys and have been able to do so. And it's just a different thing when you're on the field and when you're just, you know, running on a track. To me, you know, it's a whole different aspect. And it's like, that's your meal ticket, and the only way to eat is if you run it down, type of thing. And I think if you watch film of me and you ask about me, you know, that's a lot of people will tell you that, yeah, you know, he might not be the fastest guy in the 40, but his game speed is unlike anyone else's.
Yeah, they used to say the same thing about Jerry Rice. He didn't have great 40 speed, but when you put him out in the football field, nobody could catch him. So, and, you know, during your playing days with the Vandals, you immediately became a team leader by being inserted into the starting lineup as a freshman. You went on to become a team captain. And then you were also the recipient of the John Freese Award as a team's MVP in 2007. Tell us, how did you go about exerting your leadership to your teammates?
Well, you know, I wanted to show them that I can be a leader on the field before I was a vocal leader or anything like that, you know, because I was a young guy, and it's hard being a young guy and starting, because all the guys behind you, you know, they've been there longer than you have, they put in their time, and you build up grudges, you know, everyone's out there competing for a job, you know, so I wanted to prove that to everybody, you know, not only my players, but my coaches, that, hey, you know, I deserve that spot. And then I wanted to show them that, hey, you know, I'm a great player on the field. So, you know, by making plays and stuff like that, you know, players gain trust in you, coaches gain trust in you. And with that, now you can start, you know, talking to the player, older players or younger players, and they trust you because they know that you're successful on the field. And what you do on the field, it earns you that starting position. So you must be doing something right, you know. So maybe this is somebody I should be listening to, you know. And from that point on, you know, I'm the type of guy, you don't look back on that, you know. Just carry yourself right, carry yourself the correct way, and then, you know, when leadership is needed, be the person there, be there for the team, you know. And we're in a building program, you know, so everyone was looking at the leaders on the team. Everyone was looking at the playmakers. And, you know, we went to three different coaching staffs while I was there at the University of Idaho. And, you know, being that I was always on the field, you know, people looked to me for leadership. And you know, it's just, I feel like I've always been told, you know, that I've been a natural leader. And, you know, and I take pride in that, because to be somebody that everyone looks to for answers or big play, and or just friendship. You know, that's a big role. And, you know, I feel like I'm a big time player, and big time players take big time roles.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you've had a lot of great games at Idaho, you know, such as the one time where you registered 15 tackles versus Colorado State in 2009. You know, was there one moment or one game in particular where you totally became convinced that you were destined to be part of the NFL? I mean, it's one thing, you know, to know that you're going to be a good college player. You probably knew that from your first year, from your first game. But when was the time when you really started to realize that, hey, you know what? The NFL is a real possibility here.
I think it was my sophomore year. Going into my sophomore year, you know, I just came off of a great freshman year. You know, I did everything I wanted to do. I set all my goals and was able to accomplish them my sophomore year, freshman year. And going into my sophomore year, the first game on our schedule was USC, and, you know, they had John David Booty, and they had that number one ranked defense, you know, and they were the number one team in the nation. I knew we were the first game on their schedule, and I really put the time and effort into the off season to prepare myself for that game, because I really felt that if I wanted the opportunity to play at the next level, that I'd have to perform in that game, you know, because that's the best top players in the nation were on that team, and I knew all eyes were going to be on not only them, but us as well, you know, you never know, there always might be a few guys on the other team as well, and, you know, I had a standout game, you know, all the work ethic, and it all paid off. I ended up finishing that game with two interceptions, a fumble recovery, and I led both teams with tackles. You know, I had over 10 tackles that game, and it was just a great experience, you know, to be in that big stadium and to be able to perform as well as I did. And my first head coach actually was a coach for SC at the time, Coach Holt.
Mm-hmm.
And he's at University of Washington now, but he's the one who recruited me to go to Idaho, and to be able to shake his hand and to hear him say, "Man, hell of a game, son, hell of a game." You know, that was a big time for me. You know, it felt good, you know, because, you know, he's one of the guys who got me in the college, and you know, I was thankful for that, and that was kind of the moment when I said, okay, you know, I just played against probably the best team in the country, and if I did that good, you know, there's no reason why I can't compete with the best in the rest of the country, you know. And from that moment on, you know, I kind of just kept that chip on my shoulder and kept working hard, kept pushing myself, and kept pushing my teammates, you know. And you know, so far it's been a great run, and I've had a great time.
Yeah, no doubt. Going up against USC, you were going up against a lot of future pros there. Now, speaking of the pros, do you study a lot of film of NFL safeties, you know, maybe to pick up little tips or little techniques? You know, any guys in particular that you look at that you try to learn from?
It's really hard to watch a game and be able to see what the safeties are doing, because they're never on the screen. You
yeah,
know,
you're right about that.
They're either off the screen or blitzing, you know, and it's like really hard to study them. But if I could say I try to mimic my game after anybody, it would definitely be Troy Polamalu, you know, because I just like the way he's everywhere. You know, he covers the 400 yards, and he's in the backfield, he's deep, he's doing all kinds of things, and he's just a great playmaker. And a lot of people have told me that, you know, that I remind them of him, and you know, it's, to be able to just be compared to that guy is just unreal, because, you know, he's one of the greatest players to play this game at that position, I feel. And I'd love to just be able to be in that category as he is, and just the way he plays the game, I love it, and the way he is off the field as well. You know, he has such great character, and I just hope that someday that I can be referred to as a playmaker and as a man like he is.
Yeah, and I hear he's really good on those shampoo commercials, too.
Definitely.
And, hey, listen, what do you think is the number one most important attribute you should have to be a great safety?
I think it's hard to just say one thing because I feel like there's so many things about me. I feel like I'm so versatile. And but if it has to be one thing, I'd just say my knowledge of the game, and my work ethic. I feel like, there's always somebody out there better than me, and that pushes me to be better. And part of being that is being smart, being a student of the game. I really take pride in all the film study I do, and not only by myself, but with my coaches and with fellow players, and I really think that puts me above anyone else out there.
And also, my last football question is, what are NFL players or former players telling you? What are they telling you about the league, about the next level? What are they telling you to prepare for?
A lot of them have been telling me, I have some friends in the league, and they say, hey, it's the same game you've been playing your whole life, but it's just quick, it's faster, it's a lot faster pace, and there's no room for error, You really got to be, like I said, a student of the game. You really got to know your playbook inside and out. Because everybody holds themselves accountable, There can't be one guy out of 11 guys out there that make a mistake, because that one mistake could cost them not only the game, but, it could cost them a big play. And in the NFL, one big play could change the whole momentum and the outcome of the game. So, all my buddies and anyone I've ever talked to, they're just saying, you got to always be on your grind. You got to always be working, because it's a job, and everybody's out there for the one reason, and that's to earn a spot on the team. So you got to work hard. You got to always be working, and you got to be really smart. You got to be able to pick up things on the fly.
Yeah, it's the ultimate team game. Now, usually we like to end our interviews with a little segment that we call Three and Out. I'm going to be asking you three non-football questions. So
Okay. The
first one, first down, what is your favorite pregame ritual, if you have one? Or at the very least, is there a favorite artist or a favorite band that you listen to before a game to get yourself psyched up right before ball game?
I love reggae. I'm Hawaiian, so I love my reggae. I like listening to softer music. I always feel like going into a game, it's about the calming before the storm. I'm always relaxed. I'm always quiet, and sometimes I'm even really sleepy. But come that first play, that first hit, I'm ready to go.
And the second question, second down. Name the female celebrity you would most enjoy spending a romantic evening with.
Oh, the female celebrity. That's tough. I would say Jessica Alba.
Okay.
I like the sense of that one there.
That's the second Jessica Alba reference I've gotten over the past week. So you share something in common with Justin Tratto from the University of Florida. The third question, third down, name your dream vacation spot. What place, what city, state, or country out there, which one do you really want to go to that you haven't been to yet?
The only really exotic place I've ever been was Hawaii to visit family. But I would love to go back. I love Hawaii. I love being around family, and it's paradise there. So I have to say Hawaii.
Nice. Okay, great. All right, Shiloh. Well, thanks for sharing a few moments with us at the NFL Draft Bible. I want to wish you lots of luck going forward, and I know I'm going to be seeing you in an NFL uniform sometime next season.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Take care now.
Take care.